Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross and Humboldt Special Olympics coach Ashley Moore. Our first guest is Humboldt girls track coach Spencer Ross. The team most recently competed at the 2024 Dodger Girls Relays on Thursday, taking fourth at the 43rd running of the relays in Fort Dodge. Ross discussed the meet and what's next for the program.
Time-wise, performance-wise, just wasn't a great night to go out and set a bunch of PRs and be chasing and racing the clock. So our goal was just to come in and compete with the girls around you. You know, we try to do our best to target some girls in the different races and give our girls somebody to go chase after and hang with. And, you know, I thought we did that. That being said, we did kind of see some flashes. You know, Taylor Wimpen setting a new PR in the long jump and winning that, and also a new PR in the 100 was nice to see. And then Sophia Harris cutting a few seconds off of her 400 hurdle time. Had a really nice race, and again, back to these conditions, so that was impressive to see. And then just from top to bottom, lots of racing, and so that's all we can kind of ask for tonight.
You mentioned Wimpen and Harris, but also Works placing second in both the high jump and the shot put here tonight. Just your thoughts on her performance in those field events.
Yeah, somebody we count on to go into those two events and at least try to get a top two in those. You know, if you ask her, she's not super happy with her performances, but again, when it comes down to the team, we're chasing points and every place matters. And she did her part as far as that goes. And, you know, she's got Drake coming up to look forward to in the discus. So, you know, hopefully she can get things turned around. You know, we got our home meet Monday, and I know she's already anxious and wants to have a good performance. So proud of her tonight, too.
You got a couple of days out before you get into the home meet coming up on Monday. What's the next few days looking like for the program as you get ready for the home meet?
Well, this weekend's always interesting because it's prom. So you throw that into the mix, and we have our home meet on Monday. Plus, we're a little banged up right now. So it'll be interesting to see what we're able to put together for Monday. We're going to take tomorrow and more than anything, focus on trying to get our bodies starting to heal. You know, I can't say we're going to go out and run too much or do a whole lot of anything besides stretching and icing and things we need to do to make sure we're ready to perform Monday. But that home meet every year is one that we have circled on our calendar. You know, you'd like to go out and win every meet, but that's one for sure that we want to do our best and put our best performance out there. So excited to see what we can do.
And that's the tune-up, obviously, for Works going down to Drake Relays next week.
For sure. You know, I know she's already talking about trying to come in this weekend and get some extra throws. So happy to see her have that opportunity. She's wanted that for, you know, a couple years now, and to finally get down there. Just happy for her.
To have an athlete going down there, what does that mean for you as a coach here in the program? A prestigious event like the Drake Relays.
Oh, it is. You know, qualifying for state's one thing, but when you put all classes together and kids from all over the state, man, that's a tough crowd to get into. And as of right now, I think she's sitting in 11th. So, you know, heck, she's got a chance to go down there and earn a medal. And that's something to be proud of for sure.
And then what are you telling the team ahead of the home meet, getting a chance to compete back in front of your home base out there?
Yep, I'm going to tell them to go have fun at prom. Hopefully they can take Sunday and kind of stay off their feet and start to switch their mind over to business for Monday. So, you know, I think this group, knowing this group, they're certainly going to have fun at prom, but I think they'll be quick turnaround to shift their focus to what we need to do on Monday.
Well, Coach, congratulations, fourth place finish here as you get ready for a busy week next week in track and field. And thank you for taking some time here to join us post-meet.
Thank you very much.
Our next guest is Humboldt Special Olympics coach Ashley Moore. The area competition for track and field was held in Humboldt for the first time ever at the Recreation Center. Humboldt qualified 16 athletes for the state competition in Ames on May 17th and 18th by placing first in those events. I caught up with Moore in the midst of the area competition for her thoughts on the day.
Seeing all the people that are dry and the smiles and the happiness and hearing it. I'm hearing people say how amazing this is and how awesome it is that they're here. And they are going to us and saying, I hope that this is going to be here next year and all of the support that they are getting here.
And to see the public turnout too, what's that been like here for a Special Olympics for not just the Humboldt program, but just in the state of Iowa in general here in North Central area?
I think the support's tremendous. We always have great support with Humboldt, even when we go somewhere. But here, I mean, look, we have every department from Humboldt here. We have the school here. We have our students that are able to come over. That's not been able to happen before. We have our sheriff department here. And I think we have even more people from the other towns here because previously we didn't have very many from the other towns? I don't think, because probably the weather. But now that it's indoors, I think we have a lot more support for other teams too, which is nice because they deserve just as much support.
For Humboldt, you had the send-off. What was that experience like?
That, I learned I'm not good at Facebook Live or catching up with the send-off. So that was interesting. But it was awesome just hearing the claps, seeing the high fives, seeing how many people hopped onto Facebook. That was incredible to see all of them. And the drum lines and the teachers and the kids just seriously loved it. And then just seeing them go to the rec center. And then I stayed out at the rec center to watch a couple teams come. And some of those kids, those athletes, loved just having the drum line and they were dancing. There was one kid that danced all the way through to the rec center. So I was glad that we could give them some of the hype as well.
The different organizations helping out today from the high school, you had the cheerleaders, you had the band, you had the drill team, the choir team, and then you've also got some students helping out in the Cat Cafe. Just to see that much support from within the school, what does that mean to you as the leader here of the program?
It makes my heart so full. There is, every department is here, and there's kids, students here that are using their study halls and their open campuses to come and support them. Like, I thought they were volunteering, and they're like, no, Miss Moore, I'm coming to come watch the kids and hang out. And I'm like, you're giving up your time to come for our athletes, and that's what we would do for them. And so I'm glad that they're giving the same for our athletes, because that's what they deserve as well. But it's incredible. The Wildcat community is definitely coming together.
And what's the most rewarding part of a day like today for you?
Seeing my athletes healthy and warm and seeing them have fun. And it doesn't matter what place they get or if they are running or they're walking, they are getting cheered on, because that's what they love, is the clapping and the hooting and hollering and being with people. They are social people, and that's what they love to do.
Qualification from here?
First placers get the opportunity to go to state. If they don't want to go to state, they don't have to. It is next month. It's normally a Friday and a Saturday. They kind of break it into two different days. So they get awards for a running event and a field event. So if they place for both of them, first place, they get to go and compete for both of those events.
Anything else you'd like to say about today?
Thank everybody. There's a whole list to thank, but the whole Humboldt community, I mean, I think we really showed up. And I think Katie, our event coordinator, and the other Special Olympics staff, I mean, she's going to go back and say the same thing, that Humboldt showed up and we can count on them. And they go out with a bang. They don't just do it simple. We do it amazing.
You hope to have it back here next year?
Oh, I definitely hope so. And if the price is an issue, then I know the Humboldt community will come together and we will figure it out.
Appreciate it. Thank you,
Ashley. Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.